The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So it's 7 a.m. here in California, and locally I can offer you a good morning and happy to be together, and good day and greetings for everyone around the globe who are participating. And the kind of the theme for this guided meditation is balance, and finding a balance when we sit. And the balance is, I liken it a little bit to finding the midpoint of a rowboat, maybe a fairly stable, wide rowboat, but still a rowboat, that and finding the midpoint where there's the least amount of kind of center of gravity, kind of the boats, and to stand there with our legs firmly on the floor of the boat and keep our balance, and maybe, you know, our upper part of our torso is maybe not moving so much, but our legs are in fact kind of going with the rocking of the boat. Maybe it's a gentle rocking, but still we're constantly making small adjustments. And the stronger we are in our legs and torso and things like that, maybe the easier it is to keep our balance. So in meditation, we're also developing a kind of inner strength and a skill at staying balanced, both to recognize about when we get off balance and to recognize and to have the strength to kind of stay, to come back to balance, stay in balance. And the way it works in meditation is, the most simple way is to stay balanced without any kind of movement towards our experience or any movement away, any wanting or not wanting. Any movement in which we get pulled by experience, pulled into our thoughts, any movement pushed by the thoughts or pushed by experience of what's happening. And rather, both physically, but also, you know, in the heart, the mind, we stay balanced. We stay in that center place where there's a strength and a stability that wisdom can operate and clear seeing can operate, that we lose when we start getting involved in things or we start rejecting things. And staying in that midpoint of the boat of our life. And of course, we'll go a little bit off. And so part of the equanimity in practice is to appreciate that, of course, just like in a rowboat, we'll get pulled this way and that way and get picked up, get involved in all these things. But hopefully not so much, and hopefully with very gentle, maybe even loving course corrections. No, stay here, come back. See clearly what's happening so we can stay balanced. Come back to that peaceful place, the still place, the balanced place inside, the dynamic balance, the dynamic peacefulness. Don't think that you have to rest on your meditation laurels and just stay peaceful without a kind of being engaged, alert, mindful to stay here, here. So with that as an introduction, to assume a posture that maybe manifests a degree of balance. And one way to begin then with balance is to rock back and forth. If you're sitting upright, maybe sway back and forth, and then make smaller and smaller kind of sways, kind of looking for a place of balance with the torso, balance on the sitting bones, balance of your weight against whatever support is being received, and then to kind of feel up the spine, up the torso, and to make small adjustments, to feel a sense of being, everything's balanced. Partly that means that the weight of our torso, kind of it's all stacked up in a way that feels aligned with some center line. within, so that we're not leaning forward. Part of our weight is in front of that center of gravity, and some of it's not behind. And so I've been looking for that balance. And to do something where the hands and arms feel balanced as well, so that they're not pulled too far forward or pulled too far down, so the shoulders are being pulled. If you're sitting, you might be able to pull your hands back from the knee a little bit, or sometimes putting a cushion or something on top of your thighs or your ankles, so the hands are held up more, can feel more balanced and support a balance of the torso. And then to close the eyes, and with the eyes closed, sitting still, again feeling the body from the inside, and feeling where there is balance, where there is stability in the body, where there's a kind of maybe even groundedness of your body against whatever supports you upright, whatever supports your weight. To feel that stability, groundedness, rootedness, and to feel whatever seems stable within, physical stability. Some people might feel it in the lower torso, around the hips, pelvis. Some people might feel it lower back or in the belly, or maybe in the area of the solar plexus behind it, above the diaphragm. And maybe can be a feeling of some stability as you relax your shoulders, soften. And maybe a stability in the shoulders supporting the neck, maybe in the back of the neck, in the way that area supports the weight of the head. And there's a way in which tension and holding, even if it's stable tension, is a kind of agitation. And greater stability and balance is found by relaxing some of the extra tension in the body, softening the muscles of the face. These are muscles that are sometimes constantly engaged in daily life to express ourselves, to communicate ourselves to the world. Smiles and frowns and scowls and fears held in the muscles of the face. And it's a compassionate thing for the face on the exhale to let the muscles ease up, not have to work so much around the eyes, the forehead, jaw. And the same thing with agitation and restlessness in the chest, if there is some. And relaxing in the chest, softening, easing up. Without the kind of instability that comes from resistance. Holding ourselves, at our life at bay. And then softening in the belly. A kind of release of the weight of the belly. Letting it, maybe that weight, release downward. To create some inner stability in the lower torso. And then to feel whatever restlessness, agitation, energetics there is in the mind. Maybe in the area where we have the brain, or anywhere for you it's associated with your mental, emotional activity. As you exhale, relaxing the mind, relaxing the mental activity, slowing things down in the mind. Softening the mind and feeling the softness of the mind. And then gently noticing, as we sit here for a minute or so, any movements towards or away. Any being pulled into something like our thoughts, or any kind of movement of recoiling or pulling back or being pushed back. Any wanting, any not wanting. And just simply notice that. And perhaps allowing it to be there if it's there. Feeling it, sensing what it's like for the body, the mind, to have this movement of for and against. And feel how maybe there's not much balance there, or that there's some imbalance. And then the next couple of exhales, see if you can release any for or against, wanting and not wanting. Release it enough to feel that your inner life, mind, heart, comes to a balanced stability. Or comes into a little bit more of a balanced stability than it was when it wasn't stable. To really now Experience the breathing body, the body breathing. Almost like the awareness gently lands onto the body breathing. And this is where we feel the gentle rowboat, where the gentle waves are breathing in and out. The movements of the body expanding and contracting. The air moving in and out through the nostrils. And if it's easy enough, to establish a kind of gentle, soft stability, steadiness with the breathing. And as you feel any other pull and push, moving for or against experience, wanting and not wanting, keep finding your stability. Keep coming back to the breathing. Let the breathing support you. Let the breathing be the place that you stand or feel, so you're not so easily pulled into for and against. Staying balanced in the body, body breathing, with the mind, having landed and on the breathing, the body breathing. Not easily pulled into wanting and not wanting. And if there are little movements of wanting and not moving, it's okay. Those are can be some kind of, that's the place we use to find back to balance. Here, breathing. Centered on the breathing body. As we come to the end of this sitting, I have a question for you, and that is, how might your kindness, your love, your compassion benefit from having an inner stability, an inner balance? How can kindness and love and compassion benefit from not being pulled into in some way reacting for or against, without being pulled into desires or pulled into aversion? To be able to open our hearts, care and goodwill towards others, while remaining balanced, without wants and not wants, without anxiety, creating imbalance. Perhaps even feeling a stability in the kindness, the goodwill, the love, the compassion. And maybe you can imagine that with that whatever balance, stability, calm you have now, sitting here, can you bring to mind someone for whom you have friendliness, goodwill, compassion, love? And imagine sitting together, walking together, and for you to remain balanced and stable in your goodwill, in your friendliness. Not pulled into some of the complexities that can exist in these relationships of wanting and not wanting, protecting or fear, holding back or giving too much. Our friendliness, our goodwill, is one of the great resources we have. It can be one of the foundations for Buddhist practice. And may it be that all beings find a way to be balanced, stable, in their happiness and safety, peacefulness. May all beings find stability, steadiness, strength in their goodwill, their heartfelt care for others. And may we, in our balanced ability for goodwill and friendliness, contribute to make it easier for others to be that way. May it be that the benefits of this meditation is something that we bring into the world of our daily life, that we're ready to share and stay close to those benefits. May all beings be happy. May all beings everywhere be free.